The White House says that President Bush will travel to Texas on Tuesday. He plans to attend a memorial service in Houston for the astronauts of the Shuttle Columbia. Joining us now is NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, what can you tell us about the president's planned trip here?
As you said, it's scheduled for Tuesday. We just found out this evening that the president will be traveling there. He'll leave the White House Tuesday morning. The event is scheduled for the noon hour local time in Houston at the Johnson Space Center. Don't have a lot of specifics as to what the program will consist of, but we do know that the president will be going back to his home state. He'll speak at the ceremony. Then he returns to Washington later in the day. It's bound to be a very, very emotional day.
Just a little detail here before we get into substance very briefly, Don. We've all been watching this NASA briefing. How does the president get his news about this?
The president has had a number of conversations today with his chief of staff. His top science advisor has also been at the White House and in Washington and checking in. It's not clear who is exactly talking to the president about all of this beyond Andy Card, the chief of staff. But the president is monitoring it just like everyone else is hoping for some answers.
Don, the 2004 federal budget comes out tomorrow, which, of course, will include an outlay for NASA programs. And that is interesting to me for a lot of reasons. Here's one of them. We talked last night to Senator Bill Nelson of Florida. He's one of a number of Democrats and other officials who are saying they've been complaining for a long time that NASA was being underfunded, particularly in the area of safety. And that appeared to be a criticism pointed at the Bush administration.
The Bush administration makes the point that even though NASA's funding has declined over the past decade, it has increased in the past two budgets. Well, last year, it was up to $15 billion a year. That's an increase of 4 or 5% from the previous year. Then in figures that will be released tomorrow, we're told that it'll go up to $15.469 billion. Again, that's a figure from the White House. So it's nearly a half a billion dollar increase, not a huge increase, but one nonetheless. Though the White House does say tonight that there's no indication right now that funding had anything to do with this accident. There have been complaints that money should have been there for some sort of an escape pod or for some other things for the shuttle. And the White House says all of this will come out in the investigation, but they really do downplay those charges that funding had anything to do with it.
And to be fair, we have to point out the shuttle's never had an escape pod, and it was built in the 70s when NASA had a lot more money.
Right.
One last thing I'd like to ask about, Don. This certainly has overloaded the news channels over the last couple of days, this accident, this disaster. Does it look like the period of mourning would have any impact on the timing of what the administration wants to do next regarding the other big story? Iraq.
It's causing the president to alter his schedule, to throw out what was his schedule for Tuesday. But other than that, it looks as though everything is still on track as it relates to Iraq. Secretary of State Powell will still be speaking before the United Nations on Wednesday. Here's a quote from the White House. "The crash was a tragedy and a reminder of the risk of space flight, but the president does not see it as being connected to other events around the world."
Don Gagne is NPR's White House correspondent. Don, thanks very much for your help.
Thank you.